This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. It's Badge and Sats for your Tuesday night, Teamless Tuesday. We'll go through a lot of that, but there's been some big decisions at the Melbourne Storm for the first week of the finals. We're going to cross now to the mean streets of Noosa, where the Melbourne Storm are hanging out in danger. An assistant coach, the man who's played, 196 NRL games
great
with
player.
A couple of clubs and also three seasons in the English Super League with Huddersfield. Ryan Hinchcliffe, welcome to Sports Day.
Evening, fellas. Good to be here.
Hey, just first and foremost, Ron, before we get into rugby league talk, just off air I asked you, you know, you're a hard-drinking black coffee man, but now you're drinking goat's milk with your coffee since you've been at Melbourne for so long and now in Noosa.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it does feel... having lived in Melbourne for a while, we do like our coffee down there, so they do enjoy their lattes up here. That's no doubt about that. But we're really enjoying our time. You know, we're really lucky to be, you know, staying where we are. And you know, they've certainly looked after us here up at Pepper's Resort at Noosa.
Now you're finally through to the season, the part of the season where Melbourne have always felt really, really comfortable. Now, from a selection point of view, all the questions, Ryan, were going to be around Harry Grant, Brandon Smith, Nico Hines, Ryan Pappenhausen. In relation to Harry and Brandon Smith, was it tough for the coaching staff to decide who starts between Harry and Brandon?
I wouldn't say it was a tough decision. You know, with both of those guys, they've got different strengths, and it was always going to be about what worked best for the team. You know, and obviously with Brandon being a little bit bigger body, you know, he probably suits starting the game. As you know, he's a workhorse and he's a beast. So, you know, to be able to have a hooker with a bit more size at the start of the game and, you know, be able to bring Harry on when the game sort of slowed down a little bit, you know, him playing up tempo. So we sort of worked out that probably works best for us, for our team at the moment. So, you know, both those guys, it's a, you know, real luxury to have both those guys in our team.
Now, you're an old hooker and looking at both those players, what stands out for you is the difference between both those players?
Yeah, I was a very ordinary hooker.
Don't sell yourself short.
But well, what stands out about Brandon? No, he's super competitive. Brandon, you know, his will to win is probably his biggest strength. But he's got a lot of skill as well. You know, whether he's playing 13 or 9, you know, his ability to play the ball quick. You know, he's quite a good ball player as well when he plays at 13. So he's got a lot of strings to his bow. Brandon, and then defensively as well, you know, he's got great line speed, he's, you know, and you know, in the contact he's strong as well. But and then with Harry, you know, it's his speed, it's his deception, it's his craft out of dummy half, you know, that you know, makes him a real asset and a real strength to our team. And you know, when you've got those two guys on the field at the same time, it, you know, certainly asks some questions of the defence. So they're both different players, but you know, they're both, you know very, very good players.
You got some luxuries there with choices of players, Ryan. And Sats mentioned before your Pappenhausen and the bit of competition there that you know, he has at the back with Nico Hines. But he sort of put that to bed, didn't he? That looks like it's going to be the way to go for the rest of the finals, I'd say, wouldn't it? Pappenhausen just starting at fullback.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always was going to be sort of a bit of a slow comeback for Paps, but he. You know, obviously got a fair head knock, and you know, his recovery was quite slow. It obviously took him a fair while to get back to feeling sort of normal again. And there was going to be no rush with him. We wanted to make sure that, you know, his health was number one, and you know, they could, you know, get back to feeling normal, and then eventually get back to hopefully playing, you know, some good footy. And you know, he's worked really hard at his game, obviously, over that time, and it hasn't come easy for him. He's had to, you know, sort of work through games and, you know, and find his feet a little bit. But it was really nice on the weekend to see him, you know, poke his head through the line a couple of times and, you know, and score a try. I think, you know, he scored three tries, but, you know, there was, you know, certainly a lot of, you know, the way he celebrated those tries, you could tell that, you know, it was a little bit of a burden off his back, I think. So, you know, I think, again, going forward, that's probably going to be, you know, again, what's best for the team. But, you know, it was just really nice to see Paps, you know, getting his confidence back.
Well, it was a very good performance, and you know, you rested a bunch of players. Did you actually celebrate? I know Melbourne Storm do it better than most, but did you, the team, the club, actually celebrate winning the minor premiership again, or is it just a bit ho-hum when you've won 4 in 6 years?
We celebrated internally. We certainly understand that there's a big prize, you know, at the end of the year that we've all sort of, you know, that's the main goal, but. Yeah, we certainly, like anything, we acknowledge it, and certainly respect the fact that we were able to go through. And it's a big achievement being able to win a minor premiership. You know, to go through 25 rounds and at the end of that to be named on top. You know, that takes a whole club effort and a really big club effort from the bottom through to the top. So we acknowledge it internally, and you know, we're certainly, you know, proud of our club for being able to do that. But we also understand that. That's not the main focus.
Now, there's some that were saying that Melbourne had lost their way a little bit over the last 5 to 6 weeks. Ryan, was that the thought internally, or were the players being loaded up from a training perspective, which, of course, affects performance leading into the finals?
There was probably a few things going on, Sats, to be honest. We had a fair chopping and changing of our squad. Obviously, there was a few players coming in, coming out. Perhaps was... You know, working his way back into the team. We had, you know, Cameron Munster was out for a while. We lost Nelson for a little while as well, who's obviously a really important player for us. But, what we were doing to teams through the middle of the year was not normal. You know, putting, you know, 40 plus points every game on a team. Obviously, it shows that we were in some good form, but, you know, I think, you know, that people see that as, they start to see that as normal when you're doing it every week, but that's not how footy works. So, you know, I think over the last few weeks, we've played against some teams that were really desperate to stay in the top eight. Obviously, we played Cronulla Sharks, and, you know, Canberra Raiders played really well, played the Titans. So we come against some teams that were, you know, had a lot of motivation. And sometimes if you're, you know, only a couple of percent off and other teams are, you know, really in the fight, you know, it can make things a little bit harder for you. So I think there's an element of, you know, we understood that, you know, that the finals were around the corner and we were resting a few players, and also there were some players trying to find their feet. So it was a combination of a few things. But, you know, we've had a good couple of days of training. I know our guys are, you know, they're going to be prepared really well coming to Friday night.
Yeah, you always are. Now, the most obvious question, mate, is this run that Tommy Trbojevic is on at the moment, how do you minimise his involvement?
Yeah, I don't know. Have you got any ideas? You let us know. So, that's a good question, isn't it?
Elephant gun.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, take him out, I reckon. But, he's in sensational form, Tom. Obviously, you know, as a rugby league fan, it's great to watch. You know, I think you've got to sit back and really admire what he's doing. You know, like, the his try assists, his tries, his line breaks, his what he does for his teams. You know, I don't think I've seen a player do that for any team at any stage. So, it's going to be a big job. Now we've got a few ideas on what we think will help us, but having a few ideas and actually being able to put them into place on the field are two different things. So, we'll have a plan, and hopefully our players are able to go out and execute it.
Will there be a really big focus on defence this week? Because they are a side, a lot like you guys, but a side that can rack up plenty of points and have been doing a lot of that lately. So will that be the main focus during the week?
Yeah, it's a huge part of it. I think when you've played in semi-finals and big games, it's defence wins games. You know, obviously your attack's important, but you know, if you defend well, you know, you put yourself in the contest. So that's always our mindset as a club. And, you know, that'll be no different to this week. But obviously there's a few more threats in this team than other teams that you come up against. You know, you look at the speed on their edges with their wings and what Tom can do in the middle. And, you know, they've got some real, real big bodies, you know, in their forwards who play the ball fast. So they've got a really well-balanced team and they play to their strengths of their good players. So obviously Cherry Evans is probably in the best form of his career at the moment, and along with Kieran Foran. So, There's a lot of strength to their team. There's a lot of strength to their bow at the moment. We're certainly going to have our work cut out for us. That's for sure.
And if people said you don't get any great advantage for finishing first past the post, but You are the only side really that's got a home semi. Does it feel like a home semi, Sunshine Coast Stadium, where you've been based for the best part of two seasons?
Oh, to a degree. Yeah, to a degree. Obviously, it's not Amy Park, and we'd love to be there, but yeah, it's probably the next best thing for us, considering, you know, we spent, you know, 5 months last year up at based at Twin Waters, and, you know, we trained out of Sunshine Coast, and we played all our games out of there last year. So, you know, when the draw came out and we got announced that we were playing at Sunshine Coast, we were, you know, we're certainly very happy. You know, still the other teams obviously have to travel, and you know, for us it won't be a huge travel. So, yeah, we're pretty excited to get the opportunity to play there.
Well, last one before we let you go, mate. The big question's about Cam Munster, the infection in his knee. Is he getting over the infection okay? You expect him to be?
Yeah, he's come along. He's come along okay. I wouldn't say he's great. It's probably been a bit slower than what we would have liked, to be honest. But I think he trained probably half of a session today, and you know, I think at the moment they're saying it's 50-50, and I think that's sort of where it's at. You know, he did, like I said, he did 50% of the session today. So yeah, I think we just have to monitor him over the next couple of days, and obviously he'll be given right up until kick off to prove his fitness. So, you know, we certainly hope that he's available. He's obviously a really important player in our team, but you know, we won't risk him if he's not right.
Might turn my mic on here. Listen, we can't wait till Friday night. Melbourne Storm versus Manly Sea Eagles, Sunshine Coast Stadium. Get your tickets. Ryan Hinchcliffe, the assistant coach of the Melbourne Storm, we appreciate your time on Sports Day, mate.
Cheers, fellas. Thank you very much.
Cheers. What a game that is going to be Friday night.
That's massive.
Game of the century. We better get a break, boys. We're running out of time here. We'll get to a break. This is Sports Day. Thanks to the new Kia Niro, the electric SUV range has landed. When we come back, our hot topic, and it's going off on the text machine tonight as well, all around the West Tigers, should Madge McGuire stay on as coach? And what are the issues at the West Tigers? We'll get to that next on Sports Day.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back.